KSRN News, I'm John Scott. More than 92,000 people signing an online petition demanding the immediate resignation of Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass over her gross mismanagement of the devastating wildfires in the region. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The Change.org petition accuses Bass of mishandling the wildfires, noting she was not even in the country when the fires first broke out. Bass was 7,400 miles away in Ghana at the inauguration of the country's president when the fire started raging on Tuesday. The petition, which was started on Wednesday, reads, "We urgently call for the immediate recall of Bass due to her gross mismanagement and failure to effectively respond to the devastating 2025 fires in and around the city." Los Angeles Fire Department Chief Kristen Crowley has accused the city of failing the people after firefighters ran out of water in some areas and faced weakened water pressure in others. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And the latest number on the fires, 24 dead, at least 23 people are missing. The damage estimated now at $150 billion. Also at srnnews.com, the South is finally thawing out. Correspondent Donna Warder with the latest in this report.
The South is slowly warming up after a freezing winter storm cut electricity, delayed airline flights, and shut schools. Snow and ice is melting in southern states, such as North and South Carolina and Georgia. Duke Energy says power has been restored to the Carolinas, where tens of thousands of customers lost electricity over the last few days. Airport officials in Atlanta say all roadways and parking lots have been cleared of snow after about 1,000 flights were canceled on Saturday. Atlanta got about 2 inches of snow. Last week, as much as 7 inches of snow fell in some spots like Memphis, a city that usually sees less than 3 inches of snow a year. I'm Donna Warder.
This is SRN News. Good news for pro-life groups in Canada.
The resignation of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and an order for new elections has killed all current bills on the agenda for the Canadian Parliament. That includes a measure promoted by Trudeau that would have stripped tax-exempt charitable status from any pro-life organization or Christian ministry that advocated against abortion. Meanwhile, pro-lifers are hoping the Conservatives will win in the Canadian elections, ending years of liberal hostility toward the unborn. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Mexico Supreme Court has struck down abortion restrictions by conservative cities and counties at the request of the state attorney general. This unanimous opinion reinforces that state's reputation for having some of the most liberal abortion laws in the country. New Mexico has also become a major destination for women from pro-life states who are determined to end their pregnancies. This is SRN News. China's exports in December grew at a faster pace than expected. BBC correspondent James Wickham.
China says its exports rose by more than 7% last year, with the total value exceeding $3.4 trillion. It's a rare bright spot in a general tale of woe for China's economy, with a weak domestic market being held back by sluggish consumption and a prolonged crisis in the property sector. It seems the recent surge in exports may partly be down to people trying to get ahead of any future tariffs on China imposed by the incoming Trump administration in the U.S.
Police in Haiti have arrested Profane Victor, a former legislator accused of arming gangs in that country and previously was sanctioned by the U.S. and Canada. His arrest marks a win for Haitian police in a country where high-ranking politicians accused in killings and gang activity often act with impunity and move about the country freely. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.